Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago, a radio.com station. This is a commercial-free Tuesday, sponsored by your local Hyundai dealer. Chicago's new hit music, B96.
We are the Work Hard, Be Good crew, Gabe and Nina. And I would like to shout out all those out there working hard today.
And I will shout out all those people ready to be good today.
Let's get this thing started. It's time for the top six of six.
Number six.
Number six, in no particular order.
Important.
Is that we are 4 weeks away from the presidential election.
Yikes.
Literally four Tuesdays away.
Isn't that crazy? I feel like just time like goes fast, yeah. But also is standing still. So I have like no sense of it.
4 weeks away. So I say this to say you've opened up your Instagram and your Facebook and you've seen the countless reminders to get yourself registered to vote. And I'll tell you this, if you're not familiar with the process, my girl did it literally on one of those apps and the ballot came to her house and she just has to fill it in and send it along in the mail.
So awesome.
So if you, I'm more so saying this to people that have never voted before, or maybe haven't voted in a few years. Just do it. Why not? You don't even got to do anything. So you do it on your phone. It's clickety-click a couple things, like an Amazon package. It comes to your house. You just fill it out. And then you just send it out. It's really cool. It's like embedded in American culture right now.
Yeah.
So just a friendly reminder that it is 4 weeks away. And you've been ignoring the reminders that pop up on your social media apps. And I want to encourage you today. Here, how about this? Because I want to be a realist.
Okay.
Even if you don't follow through with the whole thing, let me encourage you to click through a couple of things.
Start to fill out the process.
Click on register to vote and then maybe like two more clicks before you get annoyed. Because that's usually what happens.
Right.
So you get annoyed and then you put it away and go do something else. I won't even judge you for doing that. I actually want to encourage you to do that because there's going to be a small percentage of you that follow through all the way. Or another small percentage that'll follow through the second time. So again, guys, 4 weeks away from the elections. So I want to encourage you again. Go ahead and do that. That's my number six today.
I like that
number
one.
Five.
Side note, did you see in relation to getting people to vote that Kylie Jenner posted a bikini picture last week?
Wait, is this number five?
No. But it, yeah, sure, this is number five. Forget it. Kylie got 200% more people increased to register to vote because of a bikini picture. I just wanted to tell you that. This is actually number five. So, man, fast food is really getting in these partnerships, and J Balvin is the latest to get a meal at McDonald's.
Trash.
It's so funny because these are really just regular meals, but now they're saying if you get the J Balvin meal, you're also going to get a free Oreo McFlurry because his now is just a big...
Not free. It comes with it. That's part of the meal.
It's part of the meal, but they call it get a free Oreo McFlurry with the J Balvin meal. But his is a Big Mac sandwich, medium fry with ketchup, and then the Oreo McFlurry. I'm like, really? All you got to do is package it like that. Then it's $7, and now it's a hit. Everybody's eating Big Macs again.
Hey, McDonald's, hit me up. You can get the broke Gabriel meal. Yeah. It is the McBundle with a cup of water.
The McBundle. What's a McBundle?
It's either a double cheeseburger and a small fry. Or a spicy chicken and a small fry.
Oh, perfect.
They already have a McBundle.
That's so
but
funny.
But mine comes with a water.
The Gabe's McBundle.
Gabe's broke. You might be too, meal.
I'm totally going to ask you too. Like, what is this?
Number four.
Man.
Number four is, you know, everybody's giving you advice of things to do. But I think this one was the best. I saw Alicia Keys gave some advice to Billie Eilish after winning a bunch of Grammys. And this is some advice that everyone could kind of just take with them for today if you feel like you're a very cool person.
The next day, Alicia Keys called me and she wanted to congratulate me. And she basically said on the phone, which is something that I like hold so dear to me, which is she, because, you know, she won a billion Grammys when she was really young. Her first Grammys, I think. And she called me and she was like, I just wanted to say, don't be embarrassed for being dope.
Message, guys.
Good for her.
Don't be embarrassed for being dope. If you're dope and people want to talk trash because they're regular, it's okay.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed and try to like hide your dopeness. So I thought that was really cool from Alicia.
Number three.
I like that too. I mean, Joey Chestnut is definitely embracing his dopeness. I had to tell you about it because I couldn't believe it when I was watching it. We all know Joey Chestnut as the man that smashes all the hot dogs. Well, he was supposed to be participating in a taco eating contest, but that got canceled because of COVID. So he was like, no, no, I'm still going to commit to all of my training.
And he loves eating a taco.
Oh my God. He ate a 12-pound walking taco in 38 minutes. Now, a walking taco is apparently all of the taco ingredients in like a big Doritos bag. So yeah, we're talking about 2 pounds of chips, 3 pounds of ground beef, 2.5 pounds of cheese, a pound of salsa. I mean, the list goes on. How do you do that?
A walking, talking taco.
That can't be right. It was definitely talking to him after he ate 12 pounds of it.
Oh, damn. I don't know what number we're on.
Three, two.
Two. See?
Number two.
Dang it, Joey Chestnut.
All right, number two story is Nina.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you've tried to, sometimes it's been a bit, sometimes it's been a little difficult. Wouldn't you say finding a good man?
Yes.
Right.
That's I'm not going to argue with that statement.
It's been difficult.
It is difficult.
It is for everyone, not just you.
Yeah.
But we talked about this a while ago. The guy that put up a billboard back in January.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was a genius.
Yeah. He's like, put up a billboard. A little expensive. Billboards probably cost between like $5,000 and $10,000. But he's a 30-year-old man. He was like, hey, man, if you want to, if you're looking for a boyfriend, this is your sign.
That's so funny. So funny.
Nina.
We're all looking for the signs, guys.
Well, listen, someone thought it was funny just like you, and Buddy got himself a girlfriend.
I mean, I've tried all the apps. I've tried Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, and I've tried meeting people down the pub or going out, and I just wasn't having much luck, so.
So he put up a billboard, and a 28-year-old writer.
Oh, she must have appreciated that this is your sign part.
Or just thought, I don't know, maybe the guy's a good looker or something like that. Either way, Nina.
Yeah.
Instagram ads, you know, those sponsored ones that come up. You just have your face.
I should just put one out. Who wants to date me? Oh, no.
Likes, likes, likes.
Number one.
Invest in your future. That's the lesson from that guy's billboard. Okay, I thought that this study was very interesting. It says that your taste in music depends on your parents' height. So as you...
Interesting.
I know, right? So as you listen to this, you can see if it makes sense for you. They say that if your parents are shorter, there's a more likely chance that you're a fan of like fast music. And they say it's because if you're shorter, you move your feet faster to move around.
Hilarious.
So you like these like moving
funny
beats. And if your parents are taller, then they take longer strides and you're used to slower music. So I was like, oh, wow, that's so interesting. And I was trying to think for myself, like my dad's tall. My mom's probably average. You know, I like slow jams a lot.
I love Logic. This makes sense to me. And so I actually like this song.
You like it? So in your cars, as you're listening to this, think about it. Are your parents tall? Are your parents short? Do you like fast or slow music? And if it makes sense, now you have science to back you up.
All right. Well, if your parents are tall, you're going to love this one. It's brand new music from Dua Lipa and DaBaby. It's called Levitating. Don't forget, it's a commercial-free Tuesday on B96. So 24 hours of all music, no commercials. And it starts with us, your favorite morning show. The duo that will never leave you.
You love to say
David
it.
David Nina, B96. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is time to play TBT Throwback Trivia. 877-591-9696.
Gonna hit you with that nostalgia. Giving you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show to find out how old school you are.
All right, I'm gonna be honest, man. We've been giving you guys some easy questions, so today is like... You got to be old school to play this game today.
Uh-oh.
I'm
okay.
Trying to put that out there.
That's fun.
Okay. All right, here's my first question. This one is about a TV show. I think the word ratchet started in 2006.
I'm laughing.
Nobody really knows when Ratchet started, but I think Ratchet started in 2006 when this reality show aired on the Oxygen Network. You know, the one with the club full of alpha females that try to establish their dominance by making girls go home.
Interesting.
See what I did there?
I see exactly what you did there. But did you? Because if you did, then you should be calling right now. 877-591-9696.
Before there was Cardi B, there was this specific particular club. Which one is it? Come play TBT. 877-591-9696. Brittany in Elk Grove, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hopefully you're not one of these people, but you heard the first question. It's about a TV show. I think the word ratchet, Brittany, started in 2006 when this reality show aired on the Oxygen Network. You know, the one with the club full of alpha females that try to establish their dominance by making girls go home.
What is the name of the show, Brittany?
The Bad Girls Club.
Brittany said that like she's a member.
Let's be honest.
I wish I was.
I know. Let's be honest. Same. We all wanted to be in that house. We're like, wait a second. They would never talk to me like that if I was in the house.
I wish
Walking around being in the pants.
Exactly. Yeah, all right, here we go. Question number two. This one is about a movie. In 2008, Heath Ledger and Christian Bale used their talents to create the magnificent film The Dark Knight. In the movie, what superhero is the main character?
Who is the main character, Brittany?
Batman.
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to say Batman or something like that.
I'm really just going to be like, wasn't it the Joker? Who am I right now?
All right.
I almost thought that.
Question number three. This one is about a song and for the sweep, Brittany. Usher is an icon. And you love when icons link up with other icons. And that's exactly what happened in 2010 when Usher linked up with Will.i.am. The name of the song is a three-letter acronym you'd probably use if you were really excited.
What is the three-letter acronym, Brittany?
OMG.
Oh my God.
Dang, Brittany really deserves her ratchet card for today.
And a song.
Yeah.
Go, Brittany. It's your birthday. No, it's not. I'm tripping. It's time for old school. I'll just play, Brittany. Here we go. We're going to hit you again, right? Okay. Go, Brittany. You old school. Go, Brittany. You so cool, like Nina be saying. Like Nina be saying.
I'm feeling myself right
today.
Too.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling myself today. Oh, yeah. Brittany, I hope you're dancing in the car right now.
I am dancing. Thank you. I needed that this morning.
I like it. Brittany, so you're obviously headed to work, but what was your first job? Your first 16-year-old job?
I worked at Brown's Chicken and Pasta.
Oh. You know what's so funny? Every Chicagoan, and I know you get this all the time, Brittany, every Chicagoan is afraid to walk in those doors because of that one shooting a long time ago. You know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. I live right near there, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Did you work at that one?
No, but now it's a bank, and I go to the bank
Oh,
there,
so. Really? Interesting. Little known Chicago fact.
I'm learning things today.
All right, Brittany. Well, we learned that you're old school as hell, and we appreciate you for hanging out with us today, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Gosh, let me get the scoreboard. Oh, just one.
So we appreciate it. Man, it feels good, especially during the fall time. But you know what's really funny is that there's people around the world that are very perplexed by one thing that we do around the fall. And I'll tell you what is next on B96. I mean, we call it spooky season. We love the fall, right? But have you ever stopped to think that, like, the rest of the world doesn't do Halloween the way that we do?
Yes. No, I don't, because I just know.
I didn't. So anyway, it's Gabe and Nina, by the way. Good morning. Thank you for being here, and you're going to love this.
We're still together.
Always and forever. I found a bunch of tweets from people around the world reacting to the things that we do here during the fall season.
Okay.
Now, I said there was one thing in particular. I should have said a few, but this one's my favorite. This tweet says, why do Americans get photo shoots of themselves hugging pumpkins every autumn? Y'all are a strange group. I died because I'm planning a photo shoot this weekend when I go out to the freaking pumpkin patch. Okay, that's one.
I got to be careful when I give responses to these things.
It's okay. I don't get offended.
Oh, not you. It's the group that comes, the group that you're a part of. It's not just you.
Okay. Do Americans have whole stores just for Halloween? Because I swear I saw a photo of one the other day. That's funny. Out of curiosity, do Americans actually eat pumpkins or do they just grow them for Halloween?
Pumpkins are delicious.
Pumpkins are.
Pumpkin seeds are delicious. Pumpkin pie.
See, you're just as basic as the rest of us, Gabe.
Am I? Because I like pumpkin seeds and pumpkin pie?
I wanted to include you. I didn't want you to
I'll be on the outer circle of that.
What do Americans do with all their empty carved pumpkins after October? Do Americans celebrate Halloween the way they do in the movies, or is this just a stereotype? Yes. Yes, we do.
I wish they'd have the country next to each person that said something.
I know. It doesn't.
Flynn from Iceland said.
I know. That'd
be funny, because then I can make fun of them.
Oh, I get
like,
it.
Like, if you're trying to gun on America, well, I'm gonna make fun of you guys.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll make up names for them.
Okay, cool. What about this one?
This one is from Mike in the Philippines.
Why do Americans celebrate Halloween like it's Christmas?
Because everybody likes to tag along. It's Tagalog, but Tagalog was close. Anyway, all right, what's next? Wait, this one's from Jose in Mexico.
Okay. He says, so do Americans actually put candles in their pumpkins for Halloween?
The same way you put candles inside of your Dia de los Muertos thing. See? This is better when I can make fun of other people. Okay. All right, this one's from Anthony in Canada.
Okay. Real life question. What is pumpkin spice and why do Americans love it so much? Because it's crack.
It's kind of like maple syrup. You in Canada, we love it the same way that you do. You love maple syrup. So see, isn't it better when like someone can defend the United States of America instead of just having people recklessly take shots at us? Uh-huh. Is there more?
Oh, there's more, but let's just do one more. Well, let's just do one more and be done.
All right. This is from Ivelis in Puerto Rico.
Okay. Do Americans get Halloween off like a public holiday or something?
You're American. You should know this.
We should.
No, that's what I'm saying to the Puerto Rican girl.
And then I'm saying we should get it off like it's freaking a holiday.
I do like the concept of giving people the day off so that everyone could trick or treat. Like instead of having it on the whatever day it lands on, it should always be on like the, you know, last Saturday of the year.
Like the weekends. You can party and stuff. Not now, obviously.
No, Nina, so the kids can trick or treat.
We're kids too. Trick or treat. Check our IDs.
It is a commercial-free Tuesday on B96. We are Gabe and Nina, and we're welcoming our good friend Corey back to the show. Hey, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Love the energy.
Doing fantastic. Back at you.
If you're thinking, why does Corey sound so energetic? It's because she won Wake Up Wars yesterday. So that means if she wins two more times in a row, she's going to get herself some breakfast. Now, she lives in the Gold Coast, which means that her breakfast might be a little expensive.
Oh, she's already thinking about what she wants. Do you know what you want to eat, Corey?
You know, I haven't decided yet.
No, good.
Let's get to the third win first.
Okay. See? She doesn't want to get ahead of herself.
She's smart. All right, hang on 1 second for me, Corey. All right, guys, if you want to play Corey in Wake Up Wars, now's the time to call in. The lines are open, and the phone number is 877-591-9696. You're going to get three questions. One about something male-related, one female-related, and then one Chicagoland question, okay? And then if you beat her, then you get a shot to get three in a row.
And then you can start thinking about what you want to eat for breakfast.
It is a commercial-free Tuesday, so call now to play Wake Up Wars next. It's B96. This is my baby. Gabe and Nina. It's Gabe and Nina. It's Gabe and Nina.
See it.
B96. All right, it's time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes, a baby update. Before we do that, though, we just got disconnected from our Wake Up Wars contestant, Jason.
Yeah, Jason, call back.
Call back right now, Jason. We need to talk to you. All right, 877-591-9696. First dad joke. These are average today.
Uh-oh. Managing expectations.
Yeah.
Okay, give it to us.
Speaking of average, my math teacher called me average. How mean. It's a math joke.
I'm like, what?
Like mean, median.
Is the average.
Mean, median, average. He called me average. I said, how mean? Anyway. Sometimes, it's like Seinfeld. Sometimes you got to have smart jokes. Can't always have just, you know.
Sometimes you got to spell them out,
just
too.
Have Jim Carrey jokes where you fall down and everybody just laughs because of the physical comedy. You got to have good ones.
All right.
The baby daddy check-in, guys, is that my daughter is a turkey.
Aw, gobble, gobble, baby.
No, yesterday was a tough day for us. Yesterday, Nina, there are these days that are these growing days.
Okay.
And you can't. I wish they happened like every Wednesday because then you can anticipate it, but you don't necessarily know when it's going to show up. And it's basically a day where she eats a little bit and sleeps a little bit and cries a little bit all day long.
Oh.
In that very rotation right there. So yesterday was a tough one.
Mm.
Yesterday, you know, you get Bobby Cuddles, you come home. I had to go home. I had to go straight home yesterday. I didn't work out, didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Because Nicole was like, I got to do work, and this baby's growing day. So, like, literally, I just get her, and what I do is I just put her head right on my neck like this.
Uh-huh. She's a little football.
And she literally just goes like this.
Aww.
She just falls asleep. But for like 15 minutes, it's a growing day.
And then she starts crying again.
And then she wakes up.
So then what do? You just keep going?
Nina, you love them. You love them.
Yeah.
You just like, I want to love you right now. Mm-hmm. I know you're having a tough growing day. I can't help the fact that your teeth are coming out. Mm-hmm. I can't help the fact that you're getting bigger by the day.
Mm-hmm.
And your bones are probably aching.
Ow.
So when all that happens, you just grab them. You hold them tight. Kiss them. And you just love them.
Just look at her little sweet face.
All right, guys, I'm going home early today. Oh. I'm out of here. Just kidding. All right, listen, here's my second dad joke. This one came from one of our listeners named Terry.
Okay.
I love reading dad jokes from people because they get it. This one was hilarious.
Okay, I can't wait.
So yesterday, Nina, I dreamt I was a muffler.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up exhausted. Shout out, Terry. I appreciate you. I love all you guys that appreciate the jokes, all right?
That's funny.
Wake Up Wars is up next. Don't go anywhere.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
It is a commercial-free Tuesday on B96, Chicago's new hit music, and it's brought to you by Hyundai and Culver's, right, Nina?
Yes, sponsored by Culver's, cooked to order just for you. Welcome to Delicious.
Hey, Corey and the Gold Coast, welcome to Wake Up Wars. Corey and the Gold Coast, welcome to Wake Up Wars. This is our reigning champion from yesterday. Congratulations and welcome back.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Oh, Corey's energy is great. Well, you're going to be playing against Jason and Des Plaines, and hopefully you have the same energy, Jason.
Oh, most definitely. I'm so hyped up,
guys. Oh, this
guys.
Is going to be a good one, guys.
Morning.
All right, Corey, so since you won yesterday, you get to decide who goes first.
All right, let's get this over with. I'm ready to go.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
Jason, hang on one second for me.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, Corey, you know the way this works. You're going to get three questions, a male question, a female question, then a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right gets one step closer to their breakfast. Here's your first female-centered question. Make sure you play along in your car. This cable channel is owned by Disney and has just kicked off their 31 days of Halloween movie marathons. Hocus Pocus, The Addams Family, and Casper are just a few of the movies they've been airing. Here's a hint. It starts with an F, Corey. What is the name of the channel?
Freeform.
Question number two. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots lost last night to the Kansas City Chiefs. What role does Bill Belichick have with the Patriots?
Let's go with is he the general manager or the coach?
He was the coach.
So close, Corey.
All right, question number three. North Shore Sculpture Park is located in this northern burb, located just outside of Chicago. It's a 2-mile stretch with over 60 sculptures. The suburb it's in starts with an S. What is it?
I'm headed there right now, Skokie.
Waved all the sculptures when you get there.
I know, right? Gosh, just don't touch them. I don't want to tell you the stories. Anyway,
oh, wow.
Corey, hang on one second for me.
Okay, Jason, our girl Corey got two questions correct, which means you do have your work cut out for you today. All right.
I'm here to work, so let's go.
Putting you to work, Jason, with your female-centered question.
Okay.
This cable channel is owned by Disney and has just kicked off their 31 days of Halloween movie marathons. Hocus Pocus, The Addams Family, and Casper are just a few of the movies they've been airing. Hint, it starts with an F. What's the name of the cable channel?
F as in female?
Yes.
F? I do not know cable. I don't watch TV.
I like that you knew you didn't know the answer yet. You still wanted clarification as to what the hint was.
Just in case the job
I don't know what this is, but did you say F like female? Okay, cool. Still don't know. Question number two.
Okay, we can still tie this up, Jason.
All right, let's do this.
Bill Belichick and the New England... What? And the New England Patriots lost to the Kansas City Chiefs last night. What role does Bill Belichick have with the Patriots?
Guys, you're going to hate me. I'm going to guess quarterback.
Doesn't watch TV or sports. All connected. Okay.
He does listen to us, though.
Oh, my Lord.
Which is the most important thing.
We love you, Jason. All right, let's just get this one. It's a Chicagoland question. It is the most important. Here okay. it is. North Shore Sculpture Park is located in this northern burb located just outside of Chicago. It's a 2-mile stretch of over 60 sculptures. The burb starts with an S. What is it?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know any of these. I am so sorry. S.
Jason, you got to...
Yes.
she just okay. whooped your ass. That's what just happened right now.
I was going to say you got to work a little bit, but
Corey
it's cool.
in the Gold Coast. Jason is like, I don't know. Let's just say he's contributing 1/3 of your breakfast. The answers to the questions. Let's give,
so
Jason,
fun,
let's give Jason. Let's give Jason the. Let's give Jason the answers to
yeah.
the questions. Number one, Jason.
It's Freeform. Mm-hmm. Freeform.
Freeform. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
that's good. Stick to radio. Stick to radio. Don't watch TV. Don't worry about it.
We'll tell you everything you
question
need.
Question number two. Both you guys okay, got this wonderful. Wrong. Bill Belichick is the coach of the New England Patriots. That's his role.
And
yeah.
if you're looking to see sculptures, you guys are going to head out to Skokie.
Oh, my God, that's where I grew up, so how sad is that?
Dang it, Jason.
Jason, you didn't get out much, huh?
Oh,
don't watch TV, you know don't what? Get out much in your own neighborhood.
What do you do?
He listens to us, neither.
You know what? I work healthcare, so I'm at a COVID facility for, you know, 60, 70 hours a week.
Yes.
So it's awesome listening to you guys in the morning. And, yeah.
Well, Jason, we're glad that we can put a smile on your face while you're going out and doing that tough work for the community, okay?
Thank you, thank you. No thank problem. You so much. Hi, Yummy Lex. That's all I was just saying, hi.
Corey, you're one step closer.
Hey, let's do this. One okay. more day.
All right, all right.
Getting real confident now.
See, it's always funny, Corey. The first 2 days someone wins, we're like, hey, yay. Or excuse me, the first day somebody wins, we're like, yay. The second day they win, we're like,
you guys, I need you on my side here.
We no. believe in you, Corey. We believe.
All right, we need you on our side, and we need you to knock out Corey from her throne tomorrow. So make sure you're here to play Wake Up Boards. We'll get our contestants at 6:55. Corey, hang on 1 second for me, okay? Or actually, you know what? No, we
Thank
got your information.
You.
We'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sounds good. All have
right.
a great day.
All right, but we still want to talk to Jason. Jason, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, first off, shout out to Yummy Let. I know you just gave her the shout out. but we want to give you a prize before you leave.
Yeah, just for playing. You've
Thank
won,
you so you, much.
You've won a fast play pack courtesy of the Illinois Lottery, which includes 6 instant tickets and a fast play brochure. Fast play is the newest and fastest way to play the lottery in stores now. To learn more, visit illinoislottery.com/fastplay. Be smart. Play smart. Must be 18 or older to play.
Look at that, Jason. So if you win, you could buy your own breakfast,
oh,
okay?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much, guys. I didn't think I won anything.
Look
you
at
did.
That. Even losers are winners on our show because we're losers that are winners. All right, Jason, hang on 1 second for you. Telephone to him. Grab his information. And, guys, don't forget, 6:55 tomorrow, your shot at some breakfast and a chance to take down Corey from the Gold Coast. Gabe and Nina right here on B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is a commercial-free Tuesday. By the way, shout out to Hyundai for that one.
Thank you.
But the music is going to allow you to do a lot of things. Yeah. One, avoid commercials. I'm not supposed to say that, but...
Long rides.
It's the cool thing about Tuesday.
Easy listening.
But the other thing you're going to be able to do is listen to some music that could potentially motivate you to get some extra steps in. Now, what we've heard is that the average person... My mom bought me a watch. I haven't worn in a while, so I don't even know how many steps I take in a given day.
Like your Fitbit? You were so into that.
Yeah. I was really more so tracking my sleep. Either way, that's not the point. You, what do you use to track your steps?
Nothing. I just, like, Wait. I use my mind. So...
Nina looks at me and goes, how do people make sure they get their steps in? And I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this is a great topic. And then we should talk about it. And then I'm thinking, you have something to track it.
No, I mean, I track it myself. I usually write down what I eat in my activity. So I have an activity journal.
Old woman Nina.
Just see,
there's technology for that. And you're writing stuff down.
I know. I was trying to save money. But anyway.
Doesn't your phone do it?
I think it does. Yes. I just, you know.
Telephone tone is behind me saying, shaking his head yes.
Listen, everybody, I'm old school, okay? I write this stuff down. So I try to keep track. And especially now, I've been packing on pounds the past few weeks. So I've been really making a conscious effort to make sure that I'm moving a lot more. And we sit here in the studio. So every time I go to the bathroom, I sprint. Or I like try to run and get my heart rate up for a
second. I thought that was just
because
you had to pee.
It's a combination of both. I thought, you know, 2 birds, 1 stone, let's go. I walk home from work and all those types of things.
Okay.
And I write it down.
Where are my Fitbit users? Where are my smartwatch havers? We want to know, what are you doing to get your extra steps in?
Yeah.
Because according to studies, the average person gets in 17,000 steps a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many you were getting when you were paying attention to it?
Nah.
Oh, man, somebody just texted me, your phone has a health app. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Nina. And it's free. You got to spend no money. All right. 877-591-9696. Where are my... Because Nina wants to get motivated. Nina wants to know, Nina wants to make sure she's doing the proper things to get her steps in. And I'm telling you right now, my mom... we should call her up. She's a step queen.
Okay.
Step in the name of love.
I love that.
I'm not supposed to reference R. Kelly songs.
Oh,
but
right.
Either way, she goes... Every day, she'll take a picture and post it on Facebook. And she'll be like, I'm at the park getting my steps in. I don't know why...
Is that your mom's voice? Is that what she does?
Shouldn't I say that Puerto Rican people sound like that? What they're doing.
Oh, my God. You know what else?
How many steps do you think you get in, Nina?
My goal used to be 10,000 when I had the Fitbit, so I kind of knew what I was doing. I'm probably closer to, like, 7 or 8 thousand? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I misspoke. The average American walks 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day, roughly 1.5 to 2 miles.
Mm-mm.
But doesn't your body get used to that kind of stuff? Like, once you're looking at how many steps you've taken, anyway, whatever.
You get them up. You know what else I do? When I cook, I step side to side. I'm not even kidding. I walk up and down the length of my apartment.
Okay.
That's what you got to do. Move it.
How are you squeezing in extra steps? Are you doing the cha-cha slide while you're cooking like Nina?
Running to the bathroom?
Are you sprinting to the restroom? Danielle's going to talk to us, but we want to take your calls, all right? 877-591-9696. All right, we're talking about steps. How many do you usually get in a day?
I usually get around 11,000.
Wow.
Sometimes I don't really do my workout as a run, so sometimes it's less.
Candy, how many steps did you start off with? Like, were you already in the 10,000 range?
Yeah, I usually, first of all, I have a Husky. So the Husky definitely has to do, between my whole family, she's got to do about 8 miles a day.
Oh, geez. I'm starting to learn something here. The people with these watches that are counting their steps are active people.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to count their steps if you're just like a slob on your couch watching Netflix all day.
So I need kind of a baseline, though, because I just found my health app that told me how many steps I've taken this morning, which is 395, which doesn't feel like very much.
Yeah, you just woke up at 7:30.
I know, but now I feel like I got to start walking. So by this time, Candy, how many thousands of steps do you have?
I'm about to go into Luzerne, and the parking lot's probably like 3/4 of a mile from where...
What would you say is like your best cheating maneuver to add in a couple extra steps? Do you just start dancing? She's a maniac, maniac on the dance.
That's a good one.
Okay, so my kids call me out all the time because I actually, sometimes when I'm sitting on the couch, I do take my wrist and shake it. Because sometimes I'm standing and it doesn't count it. You know, especially when I'm cooking. So that's the only time I kind of cheat because, you know, like I'm standing all the time and I'm cooking and it doesn't count it. And then it says I'm not standing and it's like getting your stand hours.
Jeez.
And so I'll sit there and shake my wrist and my kids call me out on it.
Yeah, because it's cheating. Candy, thank you so much. That's hilarious.
All right, Jasmine. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Okay, so the way you get your steps up is you make it a competition with your boyfriend. Ah, Nina.
Most of the time, yes.
Why are you looking at me like that? Go get one of those and then I can have a competition.
No, you look, you can have a fake dog. You
can have a fake boyfriend. Jacqueline, I appreciate that you and your man found something that you guys can do together.
Who wins?
I'm a very active person overall. After my pregnancy, I didn't know it at the time, but I was suffering from postpartum depression. And I gained a whole bunch of weight. I gained over 60, 70 pounds in my pregnancy. So then I was like, I can't do this anymore. I got myself a Fitbit and made it a goal to do at least 10,000 steps daily.
Yeah.
And got my boyfriend to do it with me because he gained weight as well. And then we've never stopped using it. We're always competing against each other. And to the point, I always have it on. I always track my workouts.
Of course. That's the way to do it.
You need a few extra steps. Grab your boyfriend and go work it out.
Look at you guys. All right. So are you going to tell? So you said you were able to find the averages in your phone, Nina.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I never looked at this health app. And I'm actually glad that I did.
First of all, let's point out the fact that it was already tracking you without knowing. That's not cool.
I'm not good with technology. I will be the first to admit.
All right. So what's the average?
So on average, I'm walking about 2.5 miles a day, which actually isn't that
much. How many steps?
So when I Googled how many steps, they say there's about 2,000 steps in a mile. So I'm like under 5,000 steps. That's not good.
Yeah, but you don't always take your phone with you to the bathroom.
True.
You don't always take your phone with you everywhere you go.
Thank you. Actually, that made me feel way better. Right. Every time I sprint to the bathroom, my phone is not with me.
So add another 47 steps on there, Nate.
All right.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Keep your phone on with you all day.
Okay.
And then we're going to track your steps for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
But we're still taking. We want to know, like, what are you guys doing to cheat? Not cheat, but to get in the last extra couple thousand. Like, what's your little tip or trick, all right? We're going to take your calls next. 877-591-9696. It's Gabe and Nina on a commercial-free Tuesday. Nina, I got a list right here. This is perfect. This is for you.
Okay.
And it is the way to get 10,000 steps at your house.
Let's do it.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, what do I do? Dance parties? I can do that.
That is number one. No, it's not.
Okay.
One is to walk around your house to get 1,000 steps every hour.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
That's the mark they're trying to tell you. 1,000 steps every hour.
Be the crazy lady walking in circles talking to myself.
It says you should stroll during the duration of a film or a TV show.
Okay.
So like when you're watching your, you know, I don't know, Hallmark movies.
Uh-huh.
Don't sit down. Just pace frantically.
Okay.
As you're thinking.
Okay.
Here's how to cheat your step counter.
Okay.
You can wear it on your ankle and ride a bike because you get more steps in with less effort.
Oh, wow. I don't really want to cheat. That's tricky, though.
You can swing it on a string while you're sitting down. You know, wee!
Put it on a yo-yo. Here we go. That's so messed up.
But you're getting a workout with your arms.
Yeah, right?
And then this one says rock your arm back and forth. Like if you're walking. I guarantee you people are doing that. Like people are like bouncing their arms like.
Just to get in the extra.
Of course they are.
Well, one girl that called said that she shakes it just so she can get an extra step.
Exactly.
You little cheaters.
All right, Madeline, what's your one little thing you do to cheat? Not cheat, but to get in the last little extra steps.
I race up and down the stairs with my son from the first floor to the second floor.
Why with your son, though?
Because they want to join with us.
That's sweet.
And, of course, they're boys, so they always want to take everything into a competition.
Madeline, are they like, Mom, how many steps did we do now?
Exactly.
Of course. Okay. Thanks for the call, Madeline.
Madeline doesn't even let her kids win. She's racing all the way to the top.
Not.
All right. Stephen in Northbrook, how do you get in those last few steps at the end of the day?
I work at Northbrook as a package handler. And I'm constantly moving all the time.
Nina, get a job as a package handler.
Oh my gosh, that I bet is a workout. Lift it over your head.
Anna in Mount Prospect. All right, what do you do to get the last couple of thousand steps in?
You know what? I go out at night and walk around, you know, or try to get as many as I can, take long walks and stuff. But you know.
Nina likes long walks on the beach in the park.
Oh my
Some
gosh.
People like long walks in the middle of the night.
Her neighbors are like, oh, there goes Anna again.
Getting no steps in.
Neighborhood watch.
Okay, Anna. Appreciate the call. Well, Nina, there you go.
All right.
There you have it.
I'm going to keep my phone in my pocket all day and see how it goes. I'm going to run to the bathroom. Or just go in circles.
Right now. Yeah, go.
Okay, I'm going to go.
I've done laps here before.
I know. There goes Gabe. Woo!
There goes Gabe again. Oh, there goes Gabe.
Okay, that's going to be me.
What the hell is Gabe doing right now? It's Gabe at B96. The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, right here on B96, inside a commercial-free Tuesday. We are Gabe and Nina. And it is time to play our game, one of our favorites that we call Weed or Wine. It's like we give you an aroma. And it's really interesting how similar these aromas are.
Oh, you think you know, but do you? 877-591-9696. I say that because I always get thrown off and I feel so confident in my wines.
Okay. And this game is relevant right now because, Nina, did you know? Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think people are drinking more or less during the pandemic?
More.
100% more.
Yeah.
Now, not 100% more, but they are drinking. You're 100% right that
they
are drinking more.
Yeah.
Who do you think is drinking more, men or women?
Women.
You're right.
I mean, do I know or do I know?
Because you're one of the four.
Exactly, I am.
American adults say they're drinking 14% more during the pandemic. But for women, it's more pronounced, up 17% compared to last year.
I can believe that. Man, shout out to all the women with the kids in their houses and they're trying to multitask and all of that kind of stuff. You know, it's a lot.
Instances of heavy drinking among women, which is defined as four or more drinks within a couple of hours, spiked by 41%.
My mom's going to call and start yelling at people. Stop drinking.
Jeez. Okay. Well, the point is, you know your wines, but do you know your weeds? 877-591-9696. We're going to tell you an aroma. You tell us whether it belongs to a weed or a wine. All right. That game is up next with Gabe and Nina on B96. Here's Shawn Mendes with Wonder. Nikki, in Plainfield, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now, I don't want to say your last name on the radio, but it has Bud in it, and Nina felt you were the perfect contestant for this game.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? You're made for this.
This is true.
Well, it's simple enough, all right? We're going to tell you, we're going to describe to you an aroma, okay? And you're just going to tell us whether it belongs to a weed or a wine. Simple enough. Here's your first one. This aroma has forward notes of wood and citrus, specifically pine tree and lemon zest, rounded out by mint, pear, and plum scents.
Whoa, are you drinking this or smoking it? Weed or wine, Nikki?
Weed.
Told you she was perfect for this game.
Has Bud in her last name. This one's called 707 Headband. It's a sativa-leaning hybrid said to produce cerebral effects that are euphoric and invigorating.
Tell me more.
Somebody send samples this way. All right, question number two. Here we go, Nikki. Not often do you come across these South American scents, fruit-forward and earthy, but bitter, well-balanced with a smooth taste, surely to surprise you.
Okay, where are we getting the surprises from, Nikki? Weed or wine?
I'm going to go with wine.
Ooh.
This one is called dog poop.
Shut up, really?
It's really called dog but I got to say poop. So it's known for its off-putting smell, but fortunately, its flavor and effects are quite nice.
Who's going to smoke that?
Dog poop's appeal is that it's 15 to 20% THC and has a surprisingly good taste that's fruity and earthy.
I mean,
eat yourself some dog poop today, guys.
Wow, you learn something new every day.
JK. All right, last one. Here we go, Nikki. Made in Washington State, this has flavors and aromas of juicy black fruit, ripe black cherry, and hints of toasted vanilla oak.
What are you going to do with it, Nikki? Are you going to smoke it or are you going to drink it? Weed or wine?
Wine. I'm
gonna
drink it.
Had to be one in there, right?
Maybe. Radius Red Blend. Are you a fan of red blends, or do you prefer your reds or whites to be a specific one strand?
I like the blend. Something sweet.
Okay.
All right. Nina's this was made for Nikki.
Right. But Nina was like, Gabe, could you imagine yourself walking into the weed store and being like, can I get the dog poop? I'm like, yeah. Because that's how it goes with weed. It's like this is atomic lung cracker.
Whoa.
You're like, oh, okay. Let me get an eighth of that.
Crack my lungs.
This is soul crusher. Ooh.
That's my life.
It's been a while since I've had my soul crushed. Anyway, if you missed the game or you want to play it for anybody, don't forget, you can check out our podcast. If you download the radio.com app, just search Gabe and Nina, and every show you miss is right there. G-Eazy and Halsey. What was once a couple.
God, can you imagine?
No longer.
I feel like they hate this song now. It's a great song, but I feel like they gotta hate it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, think what? Big Sean had a song with Ariana.
Right.
They're not together anymore. Who are some other exes that has Chris Brown and Rihanna?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Got a song to get Drake and Rihanna.
Selena and Justin never did a song, did they? I don't believe they did. Man.
But listen to this. 45% of people, when he's talking about this song, 45% of people still have something of their exes.
Interesting.
29% of people, this is a very interesting statistic, 29% of people get back with their exes.
I believe it.
1 in 3 people get back with their exes? That's crazy.
At least at one point in your life, you're going to probably go back to an ex, don't you think? At least one point in your life. The having the stuff from your ex, that's interesting too. You still hold on to it, I guess.
I'm like, maybe I just dated a bunch of strong women. None of them want
maybe,
me back. All right. But yeah, do you have anything, Nina, that reminds you of your ex? Still?
You know.
I'm talking about a simple item. I'm not talking about like a memento or moment, whatever it's called.
No, I purged everything. I did. When I finally like was done, I got out a big bag and I threw it all. Because I used to have sweatshirts and t-shirts and presents and handbags and everything. I donated it.
I had a bag when I was moving. Because, we just have crap in the corner of your house all the time. So I was like putting stuff away and trying to decide what to keep, what not to keep. And then I found a sweater of mine that an ex used to wear.
Okay.
And then I just thought to myself, I got to get this out of my house now. This cannot be in my house. Fire.
Exactly. So get in a bag, get it out, then get the sage and walk around your house and be like, you do not belong here.
But that sucks if it's a song because... at least I could throw away my sweater.
Yeah, that song's not going anywhere.
Song lives forever.
It's a great song.
Poor G-Eazy and Halsey.
Dang, G-Eazy's so fine, though.
Now, what, in fact, would be savage is if you break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend and then their friends try to holler at you.
Oh, so dirty, but it happens.
877 591-9696. It is TMI Tuesday.
Oh, come join this conversation.
Come share the information that you have. I want to know. Because you know what? I'll tell you something. I've been in this situation before.
Uh-huh.
On both sides.
Where you hollered at your friend's ex?
Now, mind you, this is like a really young thing to do.
Of course, and it's a different time. This is not right. You today.
I'm in my 30s now. This is like 29.
You can reminisce.
I'm just playing.
Oh, Lord.
So, I remember, this has happened so much, Nina.
Same.
So much. But we know it's happened to you guys, too. So, the lines are open, and we want you guys to share your stories, all right? So, 877-591-9696, after the breakup, did his friends or her friends try to holler at you? Let me see. Which one do I feel comfortable telling? That's how this goes.
Pick the best one.
I got a couple. I'll go with the one where I'm at a club.
Okay.
Over on Lake Street, Spanish club. And my friend's ex-wife is there.
Okay.
They were young when they got married. And they were separated. And she starts drinking. And she comes up to me and she's like, man, I've always liked you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you know, I know she's drunk.
Right. So you're like, thanks.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I tried to shame her in the moment.
To make her feel bad for doing
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nina.
Hey, I
and
get
so
it.
I try to make her feel like a little dirty girl. And she's like, we should talk. We should get numbers. We should go on a date. We should hang out or whatever. And I was like, I can't even believe you're doing this. I was like, I'm trying to make her feel bad. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen tonight. Ain't no, there's no nothing else going on. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
To try to make her be like, you know?
This is just an exchange.
Literally zero problems with it. I couldn't believe it. I like treated her in the middle of the club.
But
I was like,
she didn't care.
No, Nina, I treated her in the middle of the club. I was like, are you serious? I was like, I can't believe you're out here doing this. And you know what she tells me?
What?
And this is what made me feel terribly bad. All his other friends are hollering at me.
Oh, that's
and then I felt bad.
Awful.
Then I felt bad. All his other friends are hollering at me. And I was like, well,
I'm not going to be the one.
So I ended up telling the dude.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, your ex-wife is crazy, yo.
And did it crush his soul? Is he okay?
No, he didn't care because she cheated on him.
Oh.
But him and I have never been closer since that day.
Wow.
Because I'm sure he appreciates it. And he's not friends with all those other guys anymore.
Of course not. If they're trying to holler at his girl, you're the only one that was there.
I'm going to get your story in just a second, Nina. But 877-591-9696. This happens. People break up and then they feel close to the other, like the friends feel close enough where they can holler at that person.
Shoot the shot.
So we want to get your phone calls. Mike in Elmhurst, good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened, Mike?
So like last year I got divorced. Wife cheated. And this past year I finally started dating again. And yeah, I've been hit up by about 5 or 6 of her friends and they didn't know it was me.
Wow. Did you go through with any of it?
I almost went through with one of them, but it was like a close family friend of her family's. Yeah, I didn't want to bring it.
The conscience kicked in. Good for you, Mike. I'm proud of you. That's hard to do. Not everybody would do that.
But let me ask you this, Mike. Were your ex's friends still friends with your ex?
Yeah, but you know, the one that I was thinking about going on a date with said she hadn't spoke with her in a while.
The old, I haven't talked to them. I don't even talk to that person.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the call, Mike. It's Mike, dirty, Nina.
Man, it's really dirty out there. So it's happened a bunch of times, but I'm going to tell you the dirtiest of all the dirty moments. So I'm with someone. I have a boyfriend. I'm in LA for the weekend working.
Yeah.
I get a phone call from his friend that's like, hey, so, you know, I've had a thing for you forever. Like, what about when you come home, I take you out? I'm like, what are you talking about? You know your friend's my boyfriend. Like, what are you saying? He's like, yeah, well, he's in the other room right now screwing somebody else. So I don't think he's going to be your boyfriend for much longer. Mm. So how about that, letting me take you out when you get home? I was like, what? What?
Nina, let's focus on the friend and not you going back and talking about your ex.
It's really hard not to tell these stories and have emotions connected. Like, I'm fine, but, you know, there's a lot of issues we work through here in life. But so that's what happened. Dirty, dirty. He just took his opportunity to shoot a shot while my boyfriend at the time was in the other room.
Hey. He figured he saw an opening.
He saw an opening and he went for it. Dirty.
All right. 877-591-9696. Don't you try to be holier than thou and try to hold out these good stories, because I know this happened.
It's okay if you get upset like I did. It's part of the process.
Exactly. Well, welcome you with open arms, right? 877-591-9696. Have the friends tried to holler at you after the breakup? 877-591-9696. We are inside of TMI Tuesday. and we're talking to people who, after a breakup, the significant other's friends try to holler at you. Now, I talked about the other side when someone tried to holler at me
right.
at a club. And I'll be fair and honest and talk about a time when I talked to one of my friend's exes.
Okay. Where were you?
I was at Sub T. Is like a...
Another club?
Yeah, it's a club. Yeah, like a bar club right in Wicker Park, right on the corner of North Avenue, Damon, and Milwaukee. And on Thursdays, they have reggae night.
Okay.
So I show up on a Thursday, 20-some-year-old Gabe doing his thing, and then the person's there. And I don't think anything of it.
Sure.
We're dancing. And then a flirt leaves my mouth and was like, you better be careful.
And then it just snowballed.
It was like, we're dancing. And I was like, hey, you better be careful. And then she's like, why? And I'm like, you know why you got to be careful. Don't do this. And then so we started dancing. We started hanging out. And then we actually ended up dating for a little bit. And we had to tell our friend. My friend.
Are you still friends with that friend?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He was okay with it?
He was like 7 relationships in, like doing his own thing or whatever. And he didn't really care. At least I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's like the best case scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably, but in retrospect, I shouldn't have done that. Because mm-hmm. it is a good friend of mine. And I thought we were like some exception to the rule.
Right.
Of course, that's like a super self-centered way to think about things. And in hindsight, it was just a bad situation. I wasn't in the right state of mind to be trying to be in a relationship with anybody.
What's the young mentality we talk about?
Yeah, but it happens.
Yeah, of course.
People try to talk to others in those situations. Alexa in Streamwood. So you slept with one of your friend's exes?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't her ex, but they like,
they were hooking
up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So did you guys date or it was just kind of like a hookup thing?
It was more of a hookup. We were going to date, but I said no.
Sorry.
Started feeling bad then.
Yeah. After the fact. Oh, shoot. What'd I do? Alexa, is that girl still your friend?
No.
Does she know that you did that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so like, that's why they're not friends.
I told her, if you're not okay with it, I'm not going to, like try to change who I like.
This is the thing, Nina. Thanks for the call. This is the thing. People are so controlling and possessive, and they just want what they want.
Right.
Like, they could care less about those things. Who cares about the fact that there's 330 million people in the United States of America?
Yeah.
You're like, nah. But my friend's ex, I don't know. I think that was it. Stupid. That's what I would think.
Monica and Portage. Okay, so were you hit on by your ex's friend, or did you hit on your friend's ex?
No, it was one of my very good friend's exes. Like, the day after they broke up, he messaged me. I remember I was at college, and I'm on my laptop, and I get a messenger. He's like, hey. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, oh, do you want to hang out? I'm like, you just broke up with Jeff, you know, my friend the other day. And he's like, okay, well, she told me that the stuff you like to do, that you're a freak, and wow. I can really get into that stuff. And I'm thinking, why the heck would, like, why yeah. would you even tell your significant other about your other friends like that in that way?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm like, you know, that's, you know, again, my girl code. I don't, you know, do that kind of stuff. And then he's like, oh, well, you know, I think you'd really like, and I'm like, no. So I called her right up as soon as I got done messaging him. And I'm like, you know, he just messaged me all this stuff. And then I asked her, I'm like, why would you tell him this stuff about me? And she's like, well, I thought it would make myself look better.
Yeah.
She's like, because I don't do that kind of stuff. I'm like.
Yeah, that's how that happens sometimes.
That's messed up, though.
But girls talk about, I hate to bring up another. This has happened to me way too many times. But I'm thinking, like, there's been girls that, you know, my exes have, like, talked about me.
Oh, yeah. Girls talk about it.
And then the girls are like, because I think there was a moment in time when they realized that I was, like, not the best person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that a lot of people were trying to look to me for, like, a good time.
So you were the good time guy.
Yeah.
Good time gay.
God, that made me so disappointed. It made me so sad right now because I remember that.
Well, you weren't, but at the time, were you upset about it? The time, were you enjoying it?
I think at the time, there was just a moment in time, guys, when I was so self-centered. I am, like, so about everybody else now in my last 10 years of life. But there was a point in my early 20s where literally I felt like I was just out there by myself in life. Mm-hmm. Not my parents, not my family, not my friends. No one cared. I was doing school. I was paying for my own school. I was living on my own, paying for my own everything. And I just felt like no one cared about me. And so I was just going to do whatever I wanted to do. So when girls would approach me,
mm-hmm.
friends of my exes, and be like, hey, let's hang out. Like the same way that Monica was saying, I'd just be like, yeah, whatever. Because I didn't care.
Right.
God, I'm here to tell you, don't do that. Shut that down. Shut that down. When someone tries to holler at you that's a friend of an ex, shut that down. Because it's not worth it.
Unless you're really trying to get back at somebody. But
no.
Just, well, yeah, I'm kidding.
Save yourself for a Nicole. And then everything will be fine. All right. Okay. I'm out. I got to go cry in the corner.
That was fun.
Hey, guys, hope you enjoyed that.
And if you did, know there's more where that came
That's
from.
That's right, man. We're going to keep putting these podcasts online, and we hope you continue to enjoy them. And then when you get a job where you got to wake up at 6 in the morning,
you can be with us live weekday mornings on B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.